day with
Scotty O and the Quad County's number one hit music station. Start your day off right. You're listening to the Hawk Morning Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
It's 8:34. I'm Scotty O. Good morning. I've got a couple of guests in the studio this morning. Terry McCacken and Jeremy McLaughlin are here, and you might have heard the commercials about Zenergy, and that Zenergy is coming to West Bay. They are part of the organization committee, and between the two of them, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening with Zenergy. Am I saying it correctly to start off with? It's Zenergy, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is happening in West Bay. Tell me, I'm going to start, Terry, with you. Tell me a little bit about where the Zenergy, what Zenergy is first. Let's do that.
Okay, well, Zenergy stands for enlightenment, love, support, old school festival values, and good vibes. That's what we created up for it. It'll be located at Inspiration Point down in West Bay. It actually used to belong, the camp, to Jimmy Flynn.
Like the Jimmy Flynn?
The Jimmy Flynn, yeah. Okay. It used to have a restaurant downstairs, and they kind of used it as a hunting lodge, but with new owners, they put in an in-ground swimming pool, took out the kitchen, put a couple hot dubs in there and a bunch of games, and really did a nice job on the place, and they've been working really hard to accommodate to us coming down with a bunch of people in their backyards.
Yeah.
They've been working night and day for us, so yeah, it's a very beautiful spot. Obviously, Cape Breton's beautiful as it is. So,
now, when you say a bunch of people, you're not talking like 20 people.
No, well, I mean, you know, like...
What are we hoping for?
We're hoping for 500 people is our cap.
Okay.
Realistically, on a first-year show, you know, you're probably looking at around 250 people, but we'd rather have 250 people, really good people that are there for the electronic music and that want to dance and have a good time than 3,000 people who just don't want to be there and want to cause problems. So we're...
This is one of the things when it comes down to, okay, what is Zenergy? And you explained what the word was, but not necessarily how the festival is going to run. I'm going to jump to Jeremy here for a second. Jeremy, can you take me through what the festival is going to be itself, or what the show is?
Well, the show basically will be to showcase the talent of some of Canada's best electronic dance music musicians.
Okay.
Some of my favorite DJs personally, Tommy Knuckles, Elephant Skeletons, Jay Bradley, DJ Lizzo, DVD, Dushine, Fresh Out of Ottawa, Derb, Chuck Bradshaw, and Sewer Monster, and Derb. These are some of the heaviest hitters I've personally ever seen.
Yep.
And for my first year show, being able to book them all, I kind of patted myself on the back.
Yeah.
But we're hoping for a good, clean run. This is our first year. Mm-hmm. I did do a little something in Fredericton a couple years back, 50-year festival. And it was small, like first year COVID and everything. Yep. We had about 120 people Saturday night by the end of it. But Zenergy is something that I've personally wanted to make happen for 15 years.
Okay.
I went to my first Evolve when I was 15 years old. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with the aspect of a festival, with the vibe, with the people, with how everything came together. Full circle.
Now, you bring up Evolve. Is this something like the Evolve Festival? Is there a comparison to be made, Terry?
Well, I guess I can... do that, being how my family, we were the people who started and ran Evolve for 9 years.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. That's why I'm glad we have that conversation.
That being said, Evolve was an electronic music festival, and when we were young, we used to have our nieces and nephews out on site and jam bands. I mean, it changed different, and I respect Evolve for what it was and what it is, mm-hmm. but we're doing something different, you know?
Okay.
In the past, I've seen, like, you know, mistakes with bookings and stuff, so we're dotting our I's and really trying to make it a community event, you know? I was one of the first DJs besides really Sharif to come out of Anacondish. So when I was 16, we were doing events with like 350 people, and now it's really mainstream. When you turn on the Hawk, you're hearing stuff like drum and bass or a little mm-hmm. dub, house music, which is great. Back in the day, we didn't really have it, but there's just this really underground and above the ground thriving need for electronic music. And like I said, when I was DJing, you had vinyl, and there's only two people with record players in town.
It's true.
Or you had to go all the way to Halifax just to get a mixer because you have a show coming up or uh-huh. something like that. But now there's so many DJs, and we're giving them a platform with a nice sound system and a safe environment where they can, you know, express their art mm-hmm. with us, because there's so many talented producers that no one knows about. So without these type of events popping up, then it takes away from all the hard work they're putting. You know, I mean, they're going to college, learning about this stuff, coming uh-huh. back. And if the only place that they can play is in their bedroom, then that's, you know, it just doesn't give them the opportunity to make it in the music career. And I think after COVID, I think there's a lot of people that just need to get out and dance a little bit, uh-huh. you know, blow off some steam.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't think it, but I mean, me, like, driving my Harleys and running my construction company, but yet I like to take my shoes off and go dance in that field too, right?
Fair enough. We're talking with Terry and Jeremy this morning about the Zenergy Music Festival, Electronic Dance Music Festival, the EDM Festival. It's going to be happening in West Bay, and it's next weekend, right? For those that need to know or those that want to go. Next weekend, Saturday. Right.
Well, we actually go live Thursday for those who own VIP passes, staff and artists.
Yeah.
But the main, like, for general admission people, mm-hmm. which are the really demographic of people that are coming, it starts Friday, and we leave Monday morning.
Okay. So it's a couple of days of EDM music.
It is. Thursday night's going to be inside, because even though we talked it over with the committee until 3 a.m. about our noise, we're going to try our best to work with the community, because we don't want to make mm-hmm. anyone mad there.
Of course.
And we'd like to do it again. So that's where we're at, and we're going to try our due diligence to make sure that we don't get noise complaints and that we keep it going, because it does go late into the night. We have a lot of amazing performers. It's for one weekend. And
you brought up vinyl. I want to ask you about this. Are there still, in your list of DJs, are there DJs that are bringing crates of vinyl with them, or is everything digital now that people are mixing, you know, MP3 files?
You know, the CDJs now is normally the industry standard, and there's a lot of people who use controllers, but I can go through this list and of the old school guys, and they could take you to their house and show you their 800 vinyl behind their
record. Right? The crates of vinyl. I remember crates of vinyl.
I personally have about 600 behind my record, like mm-hmm. my Tech 12s. I do. That's how I started out, right? So that was back in like 99, mm-hmm. but then once the evolution with
CDJs, old enough to remember that.
That Terry, still makes me 20, man. Come on.
The Zenergy Music Festival, Electronic Dance Music Festival, is happening on this weekend, this coming weekend. Not tomorrow, not today, next coming weekend. If people want to go and they're interested in EDM music, they're interested in doing the fist pumping. I know I'm a fist pumper. To just let you know, I'm a fist bumper. Right? I'm in. Let's go. I want to start right now.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
How do people get tickets?
Super excited.
How do people get tickets for this?
They can go right onto the event page, Zenergy 2022 on Facebook, or they can email me, jeremy.t.mclaughlin88@gmail.com.
Gotcha.
Send funds along with the mailing address. The tickets are usually mailed out same day.
How much tickets?
General admission is $120 and VIP is $200, but as Terry was saying, it's worth the extra $80. You get the exclusive VIP party, the access to the pool, lounge, game room, sauna, laundry facilities, hot tubs.
Showers.
Yeah. Day three, that's a godsend, bud.
Festival level expert. Yeah. Like,
if you've never been to a festival, that access to showers probably worth $1 million on day three. Yeah.
Guys, it was nice to have you in this morning. Talk a little bit about what Zenergy is. I know there have been some questions some people have asked me. I've been stopped at the store. You know, hey, Scotty, what's this Zenergy thing? And I said it's an EDM festival. Seems like it's going to be fun.
Can I say one thing before we get off the air? You know, a lot of people question the Electronic Music Festival, but I'm glad we had an opportunity to come up here, mm-hmm. explain who we are. It's going to be a very well-run professional festival. We do have 20 people with a harm reduction, but one thing that we haven't been able to lock down is having an RN or doctor, which in 22 years is the first time it's ever happened, even though we have people who teach medical aid.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put out there, if there is an RN or doctor in out there in Radio Land that's interested in coming down, mm-hmm. we have 4 VIP passes and $200 to throw your way just to come down and keep our company for the weekend. Like I said, we have a group of 20 that are all trained with first aid response, but I like the aspect of having as much safety precautions in place for doing a big 100%. Event like this. So 100%. I'm just going to put that out. We do have some passes to give away with you.
With us, yes, we're going to give away passes.
So that's one way they could get passes.
Yep. Yes. We've got passes to give away. I guess we should do that right now.
Yeah, let's
give away passes. Let's do an instant win. Let's do
all
that.
All right, sounds good. Right. Be caller number 5, and you can win 2 VIP passes.
Caller
two
number VIP 5.
Valued at over $400. Caller number 5. Let's get it going, guys.
I got to clarify this, because these two guys were talking about it. Terry and Jeremy were talking about it before we went on the air, that we're going to give away caller number 5, and then they wanted to do like the radio thing, like the whole radio thing. So Terry did the radio thing. Giving away these passes to caller number 5 right now, 902-625-863-1015.